This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local radio news about local radio waves for Saturday, December 6, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for Schoharie County and the western parts of Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties for 7 p.m. Friday, December 5th through 8 a.m. Saturday, December 6th. A storm that may begin with snow or sleet will change to all rain later. Higher elevations, though, may have sloppy conditions at first. The rain is expected to continue all day Saturday, which has led to the delay of at least one local event. The 17th annual Christmas in Durham event at the Michael J. Quill Cultural Arts Center has been rescheduled to Sunday, December 7th to avoid the Saturday rain. That event is Sunday, December 7th from 3 to 5 p.m. with a visit from Santa, tree lighting, and fireworks in Durham. Catamount Ski in Copake opened for the season on Friday, December 5th for the resort's 75th anniversary season. Both the New York and Massachusetts summits were accessible for opening weekend with 12 trails and 5 lifts operating. On November 20th, a newly constituted Copake Zoning Board of Appeals approved a proposal for the 150-unit Berkshire Mountain Club Resort after a slightly differently composed board previously turned down the proposal. Hunter and Wyndham Ski Resorts both opened 2 weeks ago. Sebin Barton is reporting in the Register Star that the Greenport Highway Department has installed 5 of its snowplows with Bluetooth hands-free communication technology. Highway Superintendent Mark Gaylord reported at the town board meeting Wednesday, December 3rd, the $1,500 investment will make it safer for drivers to communicate with the depot without having to take their hands off the wheel to answer the phones. The wireless technology will channel cell calls, usually drowned out by an engine's loud roar, through the vehicle's radio. Drivers will press a radio button to accept a call, eliminating the need to search for a phone and pulling over to answer, Gaylord said. A renewal of the town's radio license, along with a change in radio bandwidth required to meet FCC standards, would have cost the town close to $20,000. Read the full story in the Register Star. Will Brunell in Capital, New York, reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo's $500 million broadband expansion program will roll out in January, according to David Solway, director of the New York State Broadband Program Office. The New York Broadband Fund will offer grants to any broadband company that offers to match public funding to expand and improve existing infrastructure. Locally, Mid-Hudson Cable has previously turned down a $3.5 million federal grant to help roll out broadband here. Solway says the program aims for download speeds of at least 100 megabits per second, MBPs, by 2018. According to Cuomo, 1.1 million New Yorkers don't have access to the state's minimum requirement of at least 6.5 megabits per second download speed, and that 113,000 businesses cannot access 100 megabits per second internet services, which is, quote, the minimum speed economic experts say is needed for real economic growth, unquote. New York's Public Service Commission is expected to decide by December 31st if Time Warner and Comcast are allowed to combine, and Solway says he doesn't believe the merger, quote, would reduce access as much as further our goal, unquote, for expansion. Mid-Hudson Cable is an underwriter on WGXC. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.